Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Capes and Tights. I am your host, Justin Soderberg. This is Justin's Pull List here on a Monday. Back to give you the comic books that I'm going to buy this week on Wednesday, November 17th at my local comic book shop, Galactic Comics and Collectibles, with my good friend Paul Eaton, owner of that store. So these Monday episodes, these quick small ones, are about what I'm going to buy on Wednesday. I don't typically buy DC, so you won't see a lot of them featured in my pull lists. I go over what I'm going to purchase, maybe some covers that I'm going to get, and then I pick one or two kind of like featured comic books of the week to discuss a little bit more about. And so, yeah, make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Capes and Tights Podcast, and on Twitter at Capes Tights Pod, and then our website, capesandtights.com. Obviously, Apple, Spotify, and all your podcasting platforms. You can subscribe, rate, review, all that stuff to get the latest episodes of our podcast. This week, coming up, we're discussing Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, now that it's hit Disney+. We also have a Disney+ kind of roundup of what they announced on that day coming out this week. Next week, we talked to Ian Rosenberg and his buddy Mike that created a book called Free Speech Handbook. It's a graphic novel, trade paperback book to discuss the elements of free speech. It's pretty cool, putting it into perspective in a way that comic book readers or people who like visual arts can also discuss and read as well. So check that out. Last week we discussed paper comics versus digital comics with Adam and I at the Bangor Comic and Toy Con from back in October. We threw that episode out. We had some scheduling conflicts and had to throw out an episode we had saved in the bag, but it was a good episode. So check that out. And coming up in a couple of weeks is my hot comics of November. So we still got a couple of weeks left in November, but we'll discuss that towards the end of the month. But this is my pull list. So this is Justin's pull list. Let's get into it. Let's talk comics that I'm going to purchase this week. Up first is Dark Ages number 3, Darkhold Wasp number 1. That's that new mini series overarching story that's coming. So that's number one of the Wasp Darkhold series. House of Slaughter number 1, the second printing. Now, House of Slaughter number 1, the first printing, was featured 2 weeks ago on my pull list. So it's pretty interesting how quickly that book went into second printing. It is a very popular book. The original series, Something's Killing the Children, is amazing. And I'm getting ready to finish that series up. So I'm going to be able to get into House of Slaughter. But I want that second printing. Sometimes that second printing is cool covers and so on. So I'm going to grab that. King's Bond number 4, Moon Knight number 5, Primordial number 3, Star Wars Dr. Aphra number 16, Sword 10, Walking Dead Deluxe number 27, and I'll be grabbing all of those covers, which I normally do if anybody listens to this on a regular basis, and X-Force number 25. So this week, kind of have two semi-featured issues. Kang the Conqueror number 4, loving that series, loving that artist, the cover artist on that. Michael Dalmundo is one of my favorite cover artists of all time. So Kang the Conqueror number 4, it's one of my featured comic books. But honestly, this week, the one I'm looking forward to the most is the TMNT Last Ronin Design Archive number 1. That's putting together some stuff to look back at the issues so far as we prepare for the fifth and final issue of that mini series coming in a few months. So let me read the solicitation of the TMNT Last Ronin Design Archive number 1. Never before seen behind the scenes artwork and designs, design notes from TMNT, the Last Ronin number 2 and number 3, pulled straight from the mind of TMNT co-creator Kevin Eastman and poured unfiltered onto the page. Cyborg ninjas, a transformed skyline, formidable ocean walls you've visited in New York City, in the New York City of the TMNT Last Ronin. Now take a deep dive into what went into the building of the terrifying dystopia of the hottest comic of 2021. Go one step behind the director's cut. Every page of this deluxe oversized square-bound edition is all new, packed with never-before-printed material, providing an unprecedented look behind the curtain of an unprecedented comic book event. Prove to your grandkids that you were here when it happened. So I'm really excited for that issue. Our buddy Ben Bishop is also an artist on the series, but also Maine native, born and raised in Maine, from New England. Kevin Eastman is the co-creator of TMNT and the co-creator of TMNT's The Last Ronin. So we're always proud and excited to see something new coming from him. So that Design Archive number 1 coming out this week and hitting the shelves at your local comic book shop. So I'll go over that again. Dark Ages 3, Darkhold Wasp 1, House of Slaughter 1, the second printing, Kang the Conqueror number 4, King Spawn number 4, Moon Knight number 5, Primordial, number 3. Dr. Aphra from the Star Wars universe, number 16. Sword, number 10. TMNT, The Last Ronin, Design Archive, number 1. And then Walking Dead, Deluxe, number 27, and X-Men 20, or X-Force 25, I should say. So that's my list. Make sure you contact your local comic book shop. Get on a pull list, a reserve list, pull box, whatever the hell they call it at their local shop. Support local, read comics, and continue to support this industry that we love so much. So again, that's been my pull list of the week. I'm Justin Soderberg, co-host of Capes and Tights. Check us out tomorrow, Tuesday, November, 16th, for our latest episode to hit the airwaves. Until next time, again, I'm Justin. Peace.